Giles started his career in music and fashion, although he is best known now for documenting humanitarian issues and the consequences of conflict. In October 2015, he started a project with UNHCR to document the refugee crisis in Europe and Middle East. They began in Lesbos, Greece. At the time, the Greek island was seeing an unprecedented arrival of refugees and migrants.
There were moments when I would be stood there and seeing thousands of people desperately screaming, getting off these boats. You could see the fear in their faces.
Giles is interested in humanizing the stories he witnesses. Touched by what he was seeing, his human side overcame the photographer in him.
I couldn't take a photograph. I couldn't think. You know, all you could do is just try and help the person nearest to you. And I don't think I'll ever forget that. I don't think I'll ever get over that.
Giles dedicated over a year to documenting a turning point in history. The resulting images, shot on celluloid film, mostly in black and white, giving them a timeless quality, are now available for all to see in his new book. I can only tell you what my eyes see.
It was obvious by 2016 that we were witnessing a crisis unlike the world had seen for decades. And I knew that probably in my career this was going to be the most important humanitarian story I told.
The photographer spent time in Lebanon, northern Iraq, Jordan, Greece, Germany, and many other countries affected by the refugee crisis. For United Nations High Commissioner Filippo Grandi, the result is a collection of images of powerful and arresting intimacy. Giles' main motivation is to go to those places and connect with families and communities and find a way to tell their stories.
It shocks me. We debate, should we help somebody fleeing a war? To me, that goes without any comprehending. You just help people in that situation. And my book, I hope, will make people see and understand that that's exactly what these people are.
Dule, who lost his legs and left arm in a landmine explosion in Afghanistan in 2011, says photographing refugees has given him his life back. At an early stage after the accident, he was already thinking about how he could return to photography.
Right now is a turning point in the history of our humanity. It's a point when we have to make that decision. Do we turn our backs on people fleeing conflict, or do we open up our arms? I think we have to support people. We have to open up our arms. But of course, it's overwhelming. When you talk about these statistics of 64 million, you know, worldwide refugees, when you talk about 11 million people displaced in Syria alone, it's really overwhelming. But we can all do something.
He dedicates the book to a Syrian girl, Aya, who has the spinal disability, spina bifida, and Khalud, a Syrian refugee mother paralyzed from the neck down by a sniper's bullet. He met and photographed them with their families in Lebanon, where they lived as refugees in makeshift tents. This book is his way of delivering a call to action to people and governments. Do not abandon refugees in their hour of need. His photos will be exhibited at the Old Truman Brewery Gallery in London in October 2017. Anna Carmo, United Nations.